This room is officially called the Biltmore Room, but its nickname is the Kissing Room. People would wait here for their loved ones to return home from long trips, so there is much hugging and kissing in this room. The tracks that you see off to the side once serviced lines that did long-distance trips. Rail lines like the famous 20th Century Limited came into Grand Central from Chicago, making the trip in about 20 hours. Riding on the 20th Century Limited wasn't just travel, it was an experience. Passengers walked up to the train on a red carpet. Men were given carnations for their buttonholes, women were given perfume and flowers. Passengers ate in luxury dining cars off of fine china. In the 1920s, this experience could be had for $51.30. Rooms like the Biltmore Room are a reminder of this bygone era of train travel. The chalkboard that you see under the clock was unearthed during the renovations of Grand Central. It used to be someone's job to continuously update the departure and arrival information. You had to be pretty fast, because the information changed every few minutes in Grand Central's heyday. Now head out of the Biltmore Room the way you came. Walk back by the shops, but continue walking past where you exited the main concourse. You will come to an archway that says Tracks 100 to 117, Dining Concourse. Head down the ramp. When you see the entrance to the Oyster Bar on your right, stop